You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar, sensus terakhir menunjukkan hampir sepertiga warga Australia tidak memiliki agama. Namun di antara orang yang tidak memiliki kepercayaan itu, semakin banyak orang yang mencari spiritualitas di tempat-tempat lain. Baik melalui meditasi atau praktik alternatif lainnya, orang beradaptasi untuk memenuhi kebutuhan spiritual mereka sendiri di luar agama formal. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Michelle Rimmer. Di pusat kota metropolitan Sydney, ada ruang khusus bagi para pekerja untuk berhenti dan bermeditasi. Hasil sensus terakhir menunjukkan bahwa hampir sepertiga penduduk Australia tidak memeluk agama apapun. Namun di antara mereka jumlah orang yang mencari spiritualitas lain semakin bertambah banyak. Apakah itu melalui meditasi atau praktek-praktek lainnya, banyak warga yang mengadaptasi dalam memenuhi kebutuhan spiritual mereka di luar badan agama. Bagi beberapa orang, ini adalah kesempatan untuk menghilangkan stres pada hari-hari sibuk mereka. Bagi orang lain, mereka datang untuk mencari sesuatu yang lebih banyak. Co-founder dari Centered Meditation, Kevin Jenks, mengatakan bahwa studio meditasinya tidak berafiliasi dengan badan keagamaan tradisional atau terorganisir. Dan bagi beberapa orang, ada aspek filosofis yang mendalam mengikuti meditasi itu.
People are left, you know, making better decisions, thinking and feeling more creative, more innovative, and being able to actually ask those deeper questions, like why am I here? You know, what's the point of being on this earth, and what do I want to do, and who do I want to be around, who do I want to be connected to?
Bagi istri Kevin yang juga co-founder dari Centered Meditation, Nikki, keuntungan meditasi melewati kebutuhan fisiologi.
It's had such a profound impact on my life and gone so much beyond just stress reduction, but really helped me connect to what it means to be alive.
Svenja Down, yang berbasis di suburb Bondi di Sydney, telah mempraktikkan yoga untuk selama 20 tahun terakhir ini.
And it was just the feeling there's something more about it. I was really curious about it. I wanted to do something different. And something that also is not just a physical thing, but has probably a spiritual meaning.
Ia mengatakan untuk dirinya dan siswa pengikutnya, praktek yoganya itu memiliki elemen spiritual.
I think people find different things that I connected to, but I think the most important thing is to connect to yourself. And the moment you find that, I think this is a form of spirituality, and people definitely finding that and looking for that.
Profesor dalam keagamaan dari Universitas Sydney, Carol Cusack, mengatakan banyak orang yang telah beralih pandangan dari badan agama terorganisir berdasarkan berbagai alasan.
It's become increasingly clear, at least in the last two decades, that most religious organizations are corrupt financially, or they have covered up crimes or injuries towards the most vulnerable in the community, children, the elderly, the intellectually disabled, anybody who's been placed in their care, and this is something that causes people to be very, very cautious and rather cynical about wanting to belong to such an organization.
Ketika ditanya apakah mereka yang mencari spiritualitas itu di luar agama sedang mencari sesuatu yang lain untuk dipercayai, Profesor Cusack bersikeras bahwa itu bukanlah masalahnya. Ia mengatakan sebaliknya banyak orang beradaptasi dengan masyarakat di mana banyak aspek yang menjadi semakin rumit dan tidak pasti.
Spirituality is something that people self-identify with or as. You don't sign up for anything to be a spiritual person. You're allowed to move in and out of different milieus and to sample things and try things out. What you have is the idea that it's ideal, it's practical to be flexible and to be adaptable and to be interested in new things. So the people who are spiritual seekers are flexible and adaptable, and they're looking for the things that they can use in those circumstances.
Svenja Dam mengatakan perasaan koneksi yang dia dapatkan melalui yoga adalah definisi spiritualitasnya sendiri. Ia mengatakan itu adalah sesuatu yang tidak bisa ia bayangkan hidup tanpanya.
So the moment when you feel connected to either yourself or something that is bigger than you, I think you find peace, you find some kind of faith or trust, and it gives you a lot of strength to have this connection to whatever it is for you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.